Good evening.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. May I speak to Edgar Gaines?
This is he.
Thank you, sir. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Thank you so much. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
You're calling me from where?
The name of the company is Georgia Opinion Service. We are conducting an opinion survey, sir. I know it's a still long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Chances are 50-50? Or will you not vote?
I'm voting.
Definitely voting? Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you,
yes.
Sir. Thank you. In the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you, sir. To be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
African American.
Thank you, sir. And for the statistical purposes only, what is your age?
66.
66. Thank you so much. Give me 1 second to enter that info here. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Conservative.
Somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Yes.
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
That's a hard question. I mean, I'm not satisfied, put it like that.
Okay, the middle answers are satisfied or dissatisfied. The choices are very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have Congress and the president focus on those issues. Use a 10 if it is most important, 5 is somewhat important, and 0 if the issue isn't important at all. The first one is reducing crime and gun violence. How important is that to you, sir?
Very important.
Could you give me a number between 0 and 10?
What is very important? What number is very important?
Yes, 0 is not important at all, 5 is somewhat important, and 10 is most important. You can use any number.
Ten.
Thank you, sir. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Ten
as well. All right. Combating climate change and protecting the environment.
Ten.
Making college more affordable.
Ten.
All right. Banning tobacco products for adults.
Ten.
All right. Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
10.
Addressing immigration and border security.
That's 10.
10 as well, all right. And just one more in this line of questioning. Improving K-12 education.
Say that again?
Improving K-12 education, that kindergarten to 12th grade education, improving that. How important is that?
It's very important.
Yeah, so can you give me a number from 0 to 10?
10.
10 as well. Very well. Let's move on. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
10.
In this case, the choices are strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Strongly approved.
Strongly approved. Thank you, sir. And I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people or organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel.
How many more questions do you have, sir?
Just a few more, sir. A few more, to tell you the truth. About 8 minutes more. It's only a few minutes. Help me as much as you can, please. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. From 0 to 100, how do you feel about Joe Biden?
100.
100, very well. And how do you feel about the tobacco industry from 0 to 100?
The tobacco industry?
Yes, sir.
10.
How do you feel about the Republicans in Congress?
1.
1. How do you feel about Donald Trump?
0.
0. And how do you feel about the American Medical Association, or AMA? American Medical
5.
Association. 5. Thank you, sir. Moving on. I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is most important, 5 is somewhat important, 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First issue is authorizing prescription medication. How important is that from 0 to 10?
10.
Banning different tobacco products for adults.
10.
10. Preventing underage tobacco use.
10.
Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
10.
And reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
9.
9. Thank you, sir. Let's move on fast.
Sir, I'm about to hang up. I can't go through all this. It's a lot.
You're halfway done, sir. Halfway done. Please help me so I can submit the survey. Your opinion is very important. We're almost done. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes
to
21?
Sir, I gotta go.
Can we call you back at some other time, sir, so we can finish the survey? Es que es muy largo.